going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And listen, man, I'm not going to hold y'all. Your boy is tired, but guess what? That's not going to stop this show. That's not going to stop the best fitness podcast out. Why don't y'all go ahead and hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest, the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the realest, the funniest, the most backlash, the most haters. We're going to see some hating ass comments today. We're going to see a lot today. And listen, your favorite podcaster, when he or she is tired, depending on their pronouns, they wouldn't cancel the podcast. Your favorite trainer, he or she, depending on their pronouns, they would have canceled the podcast. You feel me? We ain't canceling no podcast over here. We gonna get it in. But anyway, man, y'all would never know I'm tired. I just happened to mention it today to let y'all know that I'm a little bit human. But like I said, man, hit the like button. If it is your first time watching, before we even get to the comments, I'm just going to put this on the table now. Pause. That was crazy. Hold on.
No diddy, you know?
Just going to put this on the table now. You see the title, 500-pound rapper doubles down. So we are talking about the whole situation with the girl in the lift. Usually we don't go in on the topic twice. So if it consumes the podcast today and this is your first time watching, understand that this ain't how we do. We talk about all types of stuff. So, all right, we're going to talk about other stuff today too, but this is going to take a little minute because we got to dissect this shit, you know?
What?
Because it's that crazy. So let's get in these comments and then we're going to get to the episode, man. Andy and Dolly said early check-in. What's up, Indy and Dolly?
Welcome to the show.
RJ said, hey, RJ, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I don't think I've seen you, RJ. Is this your first time on the show, RJ? If it is, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Marsha Jones, hey, y'all. Peace, fam. I'm finally catching a live for the first time in a long while. Salute to the source. Mama Ross, welcome back. You know you always welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Coach Pope Fitness, what's up, Unc? Sucking at games, what's up, Marty? What's up? Loving the shirt colors. Well, thank you, Indy and Dolly. Big spider in the building. Marty, heard you dropped dank off at the law firm. They called your mechanic. Let me get 4 tires for suspensions, and you know I got to go. Nah, I don't think that wasn't me that dropped off. I think Tune dropped her off. Uh-oh, Tune going to get me.
Hey, nope.
Hey, shout out to Tune, man. Make sure y'all get on social media and say happy birthday. Tune, she's back. Make sure y'all say happy birthday to Tune, man. 32 years old. I'm right behind her. I'll be 32 soon as well. RJ said, no, you've been here before. Okay, well, welcome back, RJ. The quarter-ton rapper sues Lyft. She is too big back to sue. That's what I'm saying. We're going to talk about it, man. This dank thing really pissed me off. I'm so tired of these characters. And what's crazy is, man, people at my neck about it. People mad at me about it. You feel me? So we're gonna take a trip on Instagram. We're going to take a trip on Twitter. And we're not doing this to necessarily make fun of Dank, which we will be making fun of her big ass. But we are doing this. Remember, we're doing this to look at the mindsets of people towards health and fitness. And these are the mindsets you got to deal with in your fitness journey. And these are the mindsets that's going to hold you back. And these are going to be the people that you don't need to listen to, and you need to listen to us. This is why we're doing it. Steph, welcome back to the show. Joe Thomas, welcome to the show. Dank the Tank, I love it. We're going to give her a couple nicknames today. Speaking of nicknames, let's if you don't know what's going on, let's introduce the topic, man. So we got I did two videos on her. Let's check it out, man.
So I'm not sure if y'all saw this video. Long story short, this girl orders an Uber.
Yep.
The Uber driver returns her money because he says she's too big to get in the car.
Oh.
She and a lot of other BBW supporters had a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it.
Nope.
This is where the world has gotten. We have gotten too entitled, and we support too much bullshit. What people don't realize is there's consequences to your actions.
Yep.
If you want to eat like an elephant and a rhinoceros your whole life, there's going to be some things as a human that you can't participate in that most humans can participate in.
Yep.
You don't know that man's car better than him. I put enough stuff in the back seat in the trunk of my car to know what can and cannot fit.
Yep.
You should order the Uber XL or pickup truck.
Oh.
Pickup truck back having ass. Anyway.
Garbage truck.
Not only was this man valid in his decision, she got him fired. So he got his income cut off. He might be supporting his family. Got to pay his bills. But your big ass too entitled. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to.
Man, listen, you see what the. Dom the Monko. Monko. So, long story short, big girl calls a Lyft. Lyft says, you too big to get in here?
Nope.
And then she goes on the internet and tries to make him look like a fool, gets him fired. It's blown up. So now she took it a step further. Now she is suing Lyft for discrimination.
What?
She is suing Lyft for discrimination.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So you telling me it's discrimination because your big ass want to eat all the green beans, tomatoes, and potatoes?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
Then they talking about it's her thyroid.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I don't think it's her thyroid, because I'm paranoid if I'm the Lyft driver.
Dom DeMarco.
Bars. DeMarco. Then they going to blame this shit on her hormones and say that she can't control it. I'm sorry. If you 500 pounds.
What?
You intentionally got to 500 pounds. You ate your whole life.
What?
You ate fried chicken your whole life.
You go fry some chicken, you.
You went to 3,000 drive-thrus in your 24 years of life, or however old she is.
It's Burger King.
She went to every drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
She went to every barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
And you know, every time she go past a restaurant, she got to eat.
It got to eat.
It is what it is. We're going to check the next video in a second. Hold up, man. Man, Rise and Rise talking about the same issue. This chick's on title, Rise and Rise. You done ruined Toon B Day posting this today. What you mean? How I ruined his birthday? First live in a minute. What's good, Keith C? What's good? See, Marty Palmer's back. Somebody says she need a forklift, Bars. Dank gotta hire a tow truck and a forklift and a garbage truck.
Let him cook.
Everybody need a boycott Lyft. Facts. Thyroid, but I'm paranoid. Bars. How does her catching flights work? Two seats ain't even enough. I think she from Detroit. She probably never even left Detroit.
Dom DeMarco.
Anybody from Detroit on the stream? Am I wrong? If not, she's embarrassing y'all city. 500 pounds doesn't happen overnight. Exactly. So he unemployed because she tried to stretch out Slim Honda. Exactly. Let's check out the next video by C. Marty Fit. I did a part two. Let's check it out. 1 second.
Oh, her big back ass doubled down. I'm sorry. I can't find the empathy for someone who willingly ate to get to 500 plus pounds and lived a sedentary lifestyle. Tractor trailer Tracy, I don't feel bad for you.
Oh.
Pickup truck back Penelope, I don't feel bad for you.
Oh.
This is what's wrong with the country right now. Everybody talking about, oh, you don't know what she went through. I do know what she went through. She went through every drive-thru, Burger King, Wendy's, Popeyes, McDonald's.
Bars.
They talking about, oh, you need to pray for her. Only thing she prayed for was crumble cookie. But in all seriousness, the entitlement is out of hand. And don't y'all dare come on here and try to tell me she's still healthy. At the end of the day, 500 pounds walking around like that, can barely walk at that, is going to lead to this woman's demise. So y'all go ahead and keep supporting that shit. And to make it even worse, she's probably going to win this case. She's going to get a nice little bag off of it. And y'all big back happy asses that's supporting it gonna continue to stay big back. Bet you regret it in 20 years. You know I'm gonna tell the truth and you know I gotta go.
Hey man, your boy got bars. First of all, let's make that clear. Let me check my screen. Hold on, I gotta move my screen over. So let's go through the comments, man. And listen, let's make this clear, man. Anybody who in my comments, I'm not doing this to single you out or embarrass you. But remember, you put that dumbass comment on my page. All right, it's all love at the end of the day. And this, unfortunately, this person here is somebody that's a cool person. But hey, you put yourself out there. I ain't got no problem with you, shorty. As someone whose family member was morbidly obese, you honestly have no idea what happened to this woman. What you mean? What happened? What the hell you think happened to get 500 pounds?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms. But
it's only one thing that happened.
It gotta eat.
She kept on eating.
It gotta eat.
And it was nothing else. Sedentary lifestyle.
It gotta eat.
You at every drive-thru.
It gotta eat.
That's the only thing that happened. Let's continue before I get carried away. You honestly have no idea what happened to this woman, and your comments are extremely insensitive and straight out rude. While you make a point that people should be mindful of their weight, not all can control it. Oh, nah, she could control it because she controlled that drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
She controlled that drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
And she controlled that barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
So what you mean she can't control it? Because she made a conscious decision to do that. She old enough to get some D, but she not old enough to make a conscious decision to get some food. Now it's they can't control it. But she drinking alcohol and getting D. And she probably too big to operate a motor vehicle. But at one point, she probably had her driver's license and probably passed the test. But she can't control it. But she doing all these things. She's coherent enough to create a rap song, so she can pick her food out. Tell me something. You don't know what happened. She can't control it. Get out of here with that bullshit. Not all can control it, and some have health issues associated with it. Just don't be a mean person in the world, because you can. It's not cool at all. No, brother. This is soft shit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is some soft-ass shit right here. And this is why the country is as big back as it is.
Big back activity.
This is these comments like this are the reason why someone who was refused service, which the Lyft driver has every right to refuse service, can sue the company for discrimination because of comments like this. Y'all soft asses gave these type of people courage and made them think that it's okay to be in this situation. And that's the problem. And guess what? We putting the end of this shit. So, you know, I had to come back as someone who has morbidly obese family members and has helped countless morbidly obese people turn their lives around. It is very rare that their lifestyles aren't a contributing factor. Now I had to put her in a blender. Lack of muscle. Sedentary lifestyle. Caloric surplus. And dehydration. They didn't end up like this accidentally, more than likely.
Let him cook.
Listen, you hear me? And then that's the thing. I'm going to come on here and give you the jokes. I'm going to come on here and do the rhymes. I'm going to come up here and give you the bars, but you're going to think that I can't put it together. You're going to think I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's why I do what I do, because now I'm going to cook you after that. Yes, but the way in which you said it is extremely rude. Guess what I had to say about that?
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
Guess what else I had to say about that?
We do not care.
It is what it is. We did a response video the other day. She didn't sound too humble, so I really don't care now. You fat shamed her for likes. You could have said in your video what you said to comment, but instead you choose to be mean. I don't understand it. Guess what? If I came on here nice, talking like a little bitch, nobody would listen to it. And the point wouldn't get across. What the fuck is you talking about? The point wouldn't get across. Let's keep it 100. What'd I say? This is so ridiculous. So she gets 0 ounce of sympathy. And I encourage you to watch her response video if you haven't. Sorry, I don't feel bad for the girl because she's rude, doesn't have an ounce of humility, and is more than likely doing this for a viral moment. I don't understand. And guess what? She ain't respond, which means I cooked her. So cooking with.
Let him cook.
Cooking with hot fish grease. You dig what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. So listen, you come in the comments talking crazy, you will get cooked.
Let him cook.
Call me Chef Marty because I will cook you.
Let him cook.
Let's get in these comments. Oh, y'all in them comments, babe. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I love y'all. Y'all in these comments going crazy. Being overweight is not the same as facing racism because of your skin color. The two are vastly different. Her white lawyer brought up that crap. And that's, you know what? I'm sorry, man. I try not to do too much race card on here. I can't stand when white people try to use that shit to help black people. I can't stand that shit. That right there is one of my biggest pet peeves. What up, Jennifer? Need to call the Saudis on her big ass. Yeah. A lot of these big bags don't realize you go to Saudi Arabia with that shit.
What?
You go to one of these other countries with that shit, it's a wrap for you. She can barely walk down the hallway. She waddling down the hallway.
What?
Waddle walk.
What?
Barely. Her lawyer wants to get paid. Absolutely. Built like a generator. I know them knees saying.
Goddamn.
And you know some ninjas in her DM saying.
Goddamn.
And I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Vergonian Vixen. Hey, so you see, Marty, new subscriber to the channel. You've inspired me to start my 10K daily steps challenge. Keep doing what you do. That's what we do. That's what we're here for. Well, welcome to the show, Vergonian Vixen. Welcome to the family. You gonna love it here?
Welcome to the show.
And I hope you're not sensitive because we keep it real here. But you're gonna love it here. Gola Ram, lift back. Lift back. Oh, HVAC haven't built that.
Big back activity.
Don't worry, we're gonna cook her. Her name is Dank. It should be Stank because she looks and acts like it. I was right. She's only 24 and weighing that much. She needs help. 24 years old, 500 pounds. 24 years old, 500 pounds. But she can't control it. Okay. We know what happened, girl. Get the fuck out of here. Exactly. We all have to live with our choices. Being overweight is one of them. Yep. She's spending her whole settlement on studio time and crumble cookies. How many crumble cookies you think she ordered at one time? How much you think she paid at the drive-thru every time? How much money worth of food is she getting at the drive-thru? What size that jacket she had on? What size the pants she had on? When the last time she ate in a caloric deficit? It's like, it's 2025. People shouldn't weigh the same as a baby cow. That's crazy. Her and Dave Blunt's going head up. They better get it together. They might as well collab. Hope she does not do a collab with the big back rapper who was on Oxygen. That's crazy. That's crazy. I just said that shit. She writing her rap lyrics like her grocery list. You tell me her rap lyrics is
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
She talking about you got all that in the cart because you know she ain't walking. You know she in the little motor vehicle in the grocery store. You got all that in the cart. You put that in the cart. She got to have somebody go with her, big ass.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She can't drive due to the steering wheel chafing her belly deli.
Belly deli?
Be like, what's that scar on your belly? Yeah, I can't drive.
Belly deli?
When she get that bag, she going to get even more bags from Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
She didn't get that bag. That big eating, 1,200 calories a day. She must be kidding. Exactly. Dank didn't go to Alabama State University, for anyone wondering. Are you sure? Are you sure, Brown Baldy? She should walk everywhere. She goes to get exercise and save money. This generation saw Jonan is now called shaving, and obesity is celebrated. Like Pastor Troy say, I'm moving to Mars. Hey, listen, man.
Let him cook.
I told y'all, Brian. I know I sound old to the youngins. The fat people was the funniest people when I was in school because they had to defend themselves because you can't be around ninja like me and not get no fat jokes every day on the bus, in the classroom, lunchtime, definitely lunchtime. I'm cooking all fat people. This podcast started back in the day. She doesn't have an ounce of humility, but she has ounces on top of ounces on top of ounces on top of big ass blackness. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Here we go.
Oh, brother. Brother, this guy stinks!
Of all the stage names to choose as a female rapper, anything that's a consonant away from stank is an automatic L. I agree. Cooking them, Chef Marty. Blackness. I know what you meant. I remember when I was 200 pounds, I was embarrassed when people pointed out how out of breath I was over one flight of stairs. The fact that this isn't a wake-up call for her is insane. You know what, Virgo? We talk about it all the time. You're going to need that wake-up call. And sometimes that wake-up call, that shit going to hurt. Shit ain't going to be comfortable all the time. Shit ain't all peaches and cream just because you got ninjas in your DM.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It don't cover up that hurt. You go look in the mirror, that shit still hurt.
Belly, belly?
I'm just saying. Man, one cookie is like 800 calories. Yep. Probably 20 cases of crumble cookie. Yeah, can't stand when fat people in other communities compare what they got going on to being black. Black is not a choice, but being fat and a half-smoked lover is a choice. Half-smoked lover is crazy. Actually, half-smoked lover gets
Break
you out of
free,
here.
You're out.
It gets you kicked out of here. That's crazy. I hope she does not get a Diet Coke when she goes to Golden Corral. Yes, I'm sure. If her big ass can't fit in the car, what makes you think she could fit in the dorm? Hey, we killing y'all today, man. Hit the like button. This is the best fitness podcast, huh? Hit the like button, man. Let's keep it going, man. All right, we got one more. No, yeah, one more of her post. Her initials are the same as her breast size. That's crazy, bruh. All right, we got one more post by her. Let's check it out, man. What we got? So this is her page. Yeah, this is her Instagram. So she posts a picture with the two lawyers. Oh, brother. You see what race her lawyers are.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I say something else about their lawyers, but I don't want to get canceled.
I'm not going to say
some of y'all
what
might
race,
get that.
What people.
Some of y'all might get that. Some of y'all won't. Anyway, I'll let you think what it is. Let's check out her caption. First of all, I ain't never seen this much belly in my life.
Belly, belly?
And you know, this is how you know it's all bad habits, young. When they gain weight and it goes all to the belly.
Belly, belly?
It's all around here. It ain't evenly distributed up top. I guess it's in the legs too. But most of that shit is right there. That's just bad habits. That's just Hennessy and tequila. And fried chicken.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
And Popeyes.
Lord, have chicken from Popeyes.
Let's say a quick prayer for Dank DeMoss. Lord, we ask that you help Dank DeMoss in this case. Let her get rid of some of that big back delusion. And let this Lyft driver win the case because she's wasting his time. He can't pay his bills. And we ask that you bring some sense to America. Get big back culture out of America. Get big back delusion out of America. And remember that help these people remember that the Israelites was walking and they were not big backing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Bars.
Let him cook.
All right, let's check out her caption. If I don't stand for something, I'll fall for anything. Hold up. What? What?
What?
What kind of caption is that in this situation? If I don't stand for something, I'll fall for anything. Thank you to my lawyers, Marco and Zach Runyon, fighting for my community. What community is she talking about? Big back community?
Big back activity.
Or black community?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Fighting for my community, my people, and making change to the world. Not just for me, but for everyone. Thank you to my team and all my support I'm getting. Well, let's see. And this is the thing. Usually when big people like Lizzo, well, she ain't big no more. But back in the day when people like Lizzo got online, big people, the whole internet would agree with them. That's not the case today. And I'm loving it. Check out this comment right here. So, friend, you mad because someone wasn't comfortable with you getting in their car. I'm big, too. And you know it's bad when big people on your ass. You know it's bad when big people are telling you about your dumbass decisions. I'm big too, and I know some cars I have no business in. That car was already low to the floor. He also was very respectful and didn't try to humiliate you. All you had to do was let him cancel and send you another one. What's crazy is if you would have said, nah, this car too small, I don't want to ride in it, he would have had to respect your opinion and choice of not feeling comfortable, and that should go both ways. Standing for your community. We had bigger issues in our community like high blood pressure and diabetes. Uh-oh. I love it. You know it's bad when big people is cooking you. All this instead of working out, huh? How you suing somebody because you was too big to get into their car? You got enough money to hire two lawyers, but not enough to get a gym membership, make it make sense. I mean, that's comment of the day right there. We could end the stream off of that. I hope the driver also files a lawsuit. He's the real victim of this. I hope so, too. Now, Dank, are you suing just to sue, or are you suing to gain more exposure for your career? Man, listen. That's why I don't feel bad for that girl, because she is chasing clout right now. She chasing clout right now, man. Oh, y'all going crazy in the comments, bruh. I hope she does not get a Diet Coke when she goes to Golden Corral. Oh, brother. Yes, I'm sure. If her big ass can't fit in the car, what makes you think she could? Oh, I read that already. My fault. My bad. Here we go. This is her only opportunity to afford Popeyes for life. There's also nothing wrong with being black. Being overweight will kill you. I think I read that too. She finally going to get some. I think I read that too. Where I'm at. If she wins, they'll be able to sue us for not wanting to date them next. Uh-oh. Big back entitlement.
Big back activity.
Booty in the front look wild as hell.
Belly deli.
She got ass for days. Is her stomach in her pants? Yes. Shoot, she does look like she got BBL in the front. Going into the leg part. Crazy. Mona said, Diddy lawyers, that's crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
I didn't say that's what I was going to say, and I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She got booty in the front and the back. So you telling me she got four cheeks? She telling me she got double ass?
What?
She got more ass than second, now let me stop. That was crazy. I'm not going to say that. Good Lord, them lawyers are planning on getting paid. Girl is shameless. Them lawyers probably undefeated. How do you even get that damn big? Where was her parents growing up? No idea. So vulgar. Them lawyers look like their last name is Goldstein. Doug Palmer, you get what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. Facts. That's all visceral fat. Fat that's around her organs. That's a heart attack waiting to happen. Man. And Mona, is that the same thing? Diddy lawyers, is that what you're saying? Stop the cap? She need to wear loose flowing skirts to cover that tight stuff. No, she don't need to wear no skirt. You know that thing probably smell crazy.
Nope.
And in her case, she fall over everything and everywhere. Yep. That belly got a gangster lean, a high left, low right. Yep. She can't realize how bad she looks standing next to fit people. And them ninjas probably work out. A lot of lawyers got personal trainers. They work out. They take care of themselves. I done trained a few lawyers. Like, come on, y'all. That's that bullshit, man. All this shit is about the bag. They don't care about her. I bet they wives are skinny. They want the money, period. Exactly what I just said. And people so slow that they can't see that. She already fell for boxes of crumble cookies. She did. She looked like sweet potato wrapped in foil. What exactly is she standing for? That's what I'm saying. I guess she's standing up for BBWs. Her lawyer should be named Haagen-Dazs. Everybody should have the right to refuse services if they don't feel comfortable. Yep. Man, if this bit somehow win this case. It could be bad for drivers in general. No telling what this might change for laws. Yeah, it's real scary, man. Like, there's no way they're bringing a solid case in there. It's going to be a lot of pandering bullshit. a lot of things about her being black, a lot of things about her being a woman, how plus size people, quote unquote, are marginalized people. It's going to be a whole bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit?
Now, no way they're bringing a legit case in there. No way. These lawyers owe Eve. Nobody wants a waft of that dank. A waft of that dank in a skirt is crazy. The CNA got to wipe dank ass. The dank the tank cheeks gonna be blown. What the fuck? She was just twerking on stage performing and fell backwards on her back. Yep. Judge gonna throw out this case, I guarantee. Indian Dollar, you talking about this right here? Indian Dollar, you talking about this right here? Yeah. Y'all heard the earthquake? Y'all heard the earthquake? I thought I was the only one that heard it. Yeah, man. See, this my thing, man. I don't want to hear nothing about anything. And you up here with your bigger. You first of all, pick a side. Hold on, let me cook. Pick a side. Now you want to be a victim. Big people this, big people that. But you, at the same time, you want to be up on stage twerking your ass. Like life is great. And you loving it. So pick a side. You either enjoying this big back ass life.
Big back activity.
Or you want to be a victim. Because what you're not about to do is both. I call cap.
Stop the cap.
Anyway. If she say plus size, she way past that. That's like 20, 30 pounds. She is super obese. The price for a lift about to skyrocket. Man, ninjas need to be CDL certified to move this bit. Just knock my laptop off the table. Hey Joe, you said her legs went out?
My leg went out.
Is that what happened? I bet it did go out carrying all that damn belly.
My leg went out.
That shit. I bet she thinks she getting fit. Getting fit is acting white. Oh, of course. If that place called fire, she in trouble falling like that. Exactly, man. All right, bruh. We got one more video on her, and we gonna leave her big ass alone, man, because I'm tired of her already. Not CDL certified. She came in the front and fell out the back.
Let him cook.
Hey, man, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. Oops, wrong button. Killing y'all. Shit. Talking about her back pregnant?
My back pregnant.
Her belly pregnant, too.
My back pregnant.
You see them people moved out the way. I would have moved out the way, too. All right, we got one more big girl cooking her. Or telling her about herself, and then we're going to keep the podcast going, man.
The big girl that got denied the lift because of her size. Mm. This is what I have to say to you. First Uh-oh. Of all, number one, numero uno, Uh-oh. Bitch, you're pretty as fuck. You're bad.
See, this is the problem right here.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is the problem. Big girl does some bullshit, and the first thing you say is, bitch, you fine as fuck.
Nope.
Only one community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And that's the reason she walk around thinking she could do whatever the fuck she wants.
You're bad as fuck. Actually, body is tick.
Whoa. I was about to say something, but hold on. Hold up. Did you hear that?
You're bad as fuck. Actually, body is T.
You're bad as fuck and your body is T. For my older folks that don't know what body is T means, that means that her body is bomb. So you starting a video like that, whatever your message was, if she was to see this, she ain't gonna listen to the message because you gassing her up right now. This is the shit I'm talking about. We're cooked.
Okay. But it's a gallon of tea, okay? You knew damn well.
Get the fuck out of here.
That you was too big to get a regular lift. They have XXLs, okay? You are not just a regular BBW, love. You are a SSBW. So, you know, you kind of got to be mindful of other people's stuff. That if that's his core, you...
What do SSBBW mean?
Can't be
It got to mean super size. Square size.
Big back activity.
That he don't want his car leaning. Like, no, no shade, but you cannot be mad if he don't want his you know, it takes a lot to replace the motherfucker. What they call it? The hydraulics? What's that called? The shit that make
brother.
The springs, bitch.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Oh, is you gonna person. Fucking help him if he hit a bump and then you fuck up his hydraulics? Like, she I just feel like you dead wrong for even complaining about it. I would have kept that personally to myself. I wouldn't have complained because you should have got an XXL lift.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's your size. You mm-hmm. know you need a bigger size car. So why wouldn't you get the
she
bigger
didn't know that.
Size car and then complain about whatever else?
She ain't get the regular size car because y'all keep telling her body is T and she bad as fuck. That's why.
Picked you up. What if he came with a two-door? Was you going to just squeeze yourself in a two-door? Like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You have to, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you have to accommodate when you know. Like, I'm not trying to, you got to be mindful.
Oh, my God. You saw how hard it was for the
actual car. Now, if a bus, if you tried to get on a bus and a bus driver denied you of commercial services, then that's one thing.
And the bus driver could have denied her big ass too. What you mean?
But you cannot be mad at somebody's personal vehicle and you telling me that they, you just like, okay, oh well, if I came with, you know what I'm saying, a couple.
All right, that's enough for her. Okay, but anyway, you get the point. People are holding her accountable, but that beginning of that video was straight bullshit.
Bullshit?
That was crazy. Let's get in these comments, man. We're moving on from her. We're not talking about her no more. And make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Where we at, man? Ball-shaped ass rolled off the stage. CC delusional, absolutely. She pretty. What's wrong with her glasses? It's unclear, Jennifer. The body ain't T. That's piss. Oh, brother. Super Saiyan is crazy. Super size BBW, I guess. She got to order her shirt in a shirt size for a Lyft XXXXL trip. Exactly. Her body is tea, sugar, honey, iced tea. Nah, she bigger than Alabama State Mark. Her body is not tea. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
She can't afford the XL lift. Then she would sacrifice her Uber Eats. Hey, go ahead, bruh. Hey, Brown, laughing at Brown Baldy. What's up with this? Hey, what's up with this focus, man? Come on, babe. He would have got $15 for dropping her off and got to buy new shocks. Hey, yo. Why didn't he take the bus? Even the MARTA in Atlanta wouldn't let her big ass on board. She don't want to pay $100 for that XL lift, but that's the price you got to pay when you choose to be wide back. Exactly. And her case, T mean terrible. T should mean terrible. She trying to talk her up because she in the same big back boat.
Big back activity.
Body is diabetes. Diabetes. Hey, yo, y'all funny as shit. Alabama State didn't have enough scholarships to offer her and her big belly. Yeah, that's three scholarships. Hey, hit the like button, man. All right, man. Hey, we're not done with the community, bro. We got the black community, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And we got y'all favorite Popeyes.
Blood had chicken from Popeyes.
And we got y'all favorite Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Y'all tell me if y'all seen this behavior at a Sweet Green, man. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, when I tell y'all the food affects your mental...
Nope.
The food affects your mood...
Nope.
The food affects the way you respond to things...
Nope.
Prime example right here. You only see shit like this happen in one community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
And you only see shit like this happen at certain restaurants.
Blood had chicken from Popeyes.
You only see shit like this happen at certain restaurants.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
That's why it's important to get antioxidants, fiber, lean protein, vitamin C, vitamin D, pause.
Strike.
No diddy, you know.
Strike three, you're out.
That's why it's important to get these foods into your body. So you're not walking around angry and ready to spaz out and acting like this. This is ridiculous, man. Our community got to do better. I don't... Let me chill today. Y'all lucky I'm a little bit sleepy. But I'm going to say this. I don't want to hear shit about the outside factors that hold black people back.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
We are the reason we hold... We fat as hell.
Big back activity.
And we are the reason we go into places like this acting up like this. This is absolutely ridiculous, man. We got to do better, bro. This is ghetto. I mean, what you think they fighting over? Some damn them dry ass biscuits? What you think they fighting over? Extra crispy chicken? French fries? Chicken tenders? They ain't get enough jelly for them dry ass biscuits. What you think they fighting for? I guarantee you it's some stupid shit. But if you went to the grocery store and cooked at home, you wouldn't be fighting like this. Straight embarrassing, man. Hey, go to the gym, cook your food at home, drink you some water. Let me get some water. But yeah, man, that's embarrassing. We got to do better. Let's get in these comments, and we're gonna keep the madness. We're gonna keep the bullshit going, man. Where we at, man? damn, y'all be going ham in the comments. Well, Lizzie crying, laughing at the gym, shaking my head. What the hell? That chicken ain't that good. That shit gotta have dope in it, fiend shit. Nah, real talk. They be putting all type of addictives and additives and shit in the chicken. Crazy. Them ninjas don't even fight that hard for civil rights the way they do for chicken. Hey, yo. All facts, though. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm chilling today, bro. All right, fuck it. Nah, so Brown Vardy, when you said civil rights, it made me think they went ask these girls, you know who Martin Luther King is? On Martin Luther King Day, the girls like, fuck no, who is that?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Them the ones in Popeyes.
Blood hatching in from Popeyes.
Them the ones in Popeyes fighting.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Oh my God, those battling Big Backs are on the warpath at Popeyes. Would they do that at KFC? I think they would. They would do it. They probably do that at McDonald's. They probably do it everywhere. This is the most ninja-ly shit a ninja ever ninja'd. God damn. A ninja ever ninja'd.
God damn!
Hangry is real. Those people act like Bebe's kids. You should do a reaction video to this. Okay. All right. Let's put this in my reaction folder, Jennifer. We'll see. I might get to it. We'll see. I got a lot of reactions on the plate right now. A lot of stuff I'm working on. No home training. They forgot to put honey on the biscuits in their bags.
Let him cook.
They don't fight that hard to keep their kids' fathers in their lives. Hey, yo.
Dom DeMarco.
Brown Baldy, you got to be careful. Brown Baldy, it might get you up out of here, man. They might get you up out of here, Brown Baldy. Fair is fair. They give cold biscuits, and I'm going to get him a cold trash can. Hey, yo. Don Julio and Popeye's collab tells you they will make us look like some coons for chicken and liquor. Hey, yeah, we going to... Actually, you've been saving that episode. I'm trying to do that episode with Tune on Friday. We're going to talk about the Don Julio and chicken collab. But, you know I'm going off. I'm going to have some bars about that. That's why I'm waiting for Tune to get on. But don't think I ain't see that, Doug. Don't think I ain't see that shit. We gonna have, listen, don't worry. I might actually make a post about that. Popeyes need shatterproof glass at the ordering counters. Facts. You know something wrong with black people, I swear. Black people took another L with this shit. Actually, they wouldn't do that at healthy places. That's like kryptonite to them. That's why I said you don't see that happen at Sweet Green, man. You never see that happen at Sweet Green. All right, let's check out this girl on the airplane being discriminated against.
My body isn't the problem. The system is. Airlines are making it difficult for plus-size people to travel by designing seats that are too small for even the average human. My work...
You're not the average human. How are you going to say the seats are too small for the average human and you're not the size of an average human? Case closed right there.
First experience on a flight was this one time when I was flying standby and I got stuck in the bulkhead row where the armrest couldn't be moved. The flight was full.
The armrest couldn't move because you got all that
belly, belly,
and all that
big back activity.
That's a big ass back.
So I had no choice but to stay in the seat. I endured excruciating pain for hours, wedged between the armrest, which left bruises.
If you can't walk through the aisle, if you got to walk through the aisle sideways like that, we got some issues. We got bigger fish to fry and stop eating fried fish.
On my body. I was on the verge of tears by the end and in so much pain that I almost vowed to never fly again. The physical pain lasted 4 days, but the emotional toll of being treated like I didn't belong was even harder to recover from.
Oh, brother.
Airlines aren't doing anything at all to make it easier for plus-size people to travel.
Y'all ain't doing it. Y'all ain't doing nothing at all to make it easier for your plus-size ass to travel.
When you're forced to buy two seats or squeeze into a space that wasn't designed for your body, it's not just inconvenient, it's dehumanizing. Simple things like having seatbelt extenders readily available or offering larger seating options could make a world of difference. This isn't a luxury, it's a basic human right to travel with dignity.
Ew, look at that smile.
People comment just...
She made the soda can look smaller.
Lose weight. My response is that comment completely misses the point. Comments like this can be very...
She bigger than the chest boy.
Frustrating. But I try to focus on educating others.
Dress big as shit.
And reminding them that everybody deserves dignity and respect, regardless of their size.
Hey, man, listen. People telling you that you're too big to fit on a plane is not disrespectful. That is a fact. This shit gotta stop. We'll watch a little bit more. I'm not watching this whole damn video.
I face discrimination from airline staff when traveling more times than I haven't. It ranges from being stared at or mocked to outright dismissive and harmful behavior. One of the worst examples was when I requested wheelchair assistance because I have an invisible illness that affects my oxygen levels and makes...
She has an illness that affects her oxygen levels. You know what the illness is?
Your back has a back.
That's what the illness is. You know what the illness is?
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
You know what the illness is?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big arms early.
Look at that tricep. That's not a tricep. That's a triceratops. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, man. We're not going for this shit in 2025, man. I'm telling you, all this coddling shit. If Big Stank Dank did this about 2 years ago, she might have got away with it. If this girl right here that's complaining about the airlines did this 2 years ago, she might have got away with it. Right now, you ain't getting away with that shit, bro. People sick of this. People sick of this, man. I hope all of y'all lose y'all cases, man. Watch a little bit more.
Makes walking certain distances incredibly challenging. Despite this,
it's challenging because you're out of shape.
I was forced to walk up a jet bridge because the staff looked at me, decided I was too big for them to push, and assumed I could walk. Experiences like this are dehumanizing.
You walking. You clearly walking in the video, so your ass can walk.
And serve as a harsh reminder of the systemic biases that fat people and those with invisible disabilities face.
That's enough. Being fat is not an invisible disability. That's enough of that shit. I mean, Jesus Christ. Victim Olympics. Victim gold medalist. God, that super big back Super Bowl, big back victim Olympics.
Big back activity.
You know what to call that shit. I mean, calling obesity an invisible disease? What you talking about, man? I'm tired of this shit, bro. It's crazy. Next thing you know, she's going to be on Ozempic soon. Fuck out of here. Where we at, man? Could you imagine seeing them at Whole Foods? Hell
no. Nope.
They need to go to Kava. You're making it difficult, Fat Karen. She does not speak for the average person. She's not the average human. She's a high-calorie human. Bars. No, your body is the problem, and I fit comfortably when I fly. The fuck's he talking about? Just making up shit, man. Just making up shit. Call me fatphobic. I don't care. Call me all of that. The flight was full when she walked on the plane. They're fighting the Royal Rumble for the WWE Heavyweight Championship, head ass. How did they manage to get a land well in the air? I'm not sure. Never fly again. What about never eating again? Oh, shit. Lose weight and take responsibility. The Royal Rumble is this weekend. Facts. Because she fit in the airplane restroom. Damn, her big ass was holding her bladder the whole flight.
Big back activity.
I know she stink. The biggest chess piece I ever seen stomping on a chessboard. She built like the Mucinex monster. That's crazy. She's so big, come dinner time, she doesn't ask for seconds. She asks for hours. Gluttony is a sin, you big back dummies.
Big dummy.
Embarrassing behavior in public for subpar food. Library card holder said, big back. Library card holder, appreciate the super chat, brother. The illness called gravity. Even Spirit Airlines or the Soul Plane wouldn't let her fly either. Hey, yo, if you can't get on the Soul Plane, where they got big back stewardess, your back big as hell.
Big back activity.
There goes that word again, discrimination. Your body and heart are working too hard, hence, hard time breathing. I love that. Yeah, obesity. That's why she needs oxygen. The sooner she get out of denial, she can start losing weight. She got two biceps on the same arm. And she ain't get it from bicep curls. She got it from curly fries. She a curly fry all-star. How many curly fries can you eat in 1 minute? Champ? 1,000. See the food choice she make. You know she eat terrible. The delusion is on another level. You are too big to to be pushed. You need to push that gas pedal to the gym. Hey, yo, we cooking today, boy. Cooking their ass today, boy. If they don't have to pay more for their seats, they need to give normal size people 50% off. I bet they ass lose some weight. Yep. Normal people have invisible conditions and they manage. Yep. Somebody said to me the other day, what they say? They said I was fat shaming, and then they said I don't realize how me fat shaming, quote unquote, can make them have, what they say, anxiety, depression, and something else. I was like, you know, everybody experienced that shit without becoming a big back.
Big back activity.
That's part of being a human. You're going to deal with that shit. So stop using that shit to try to separate yourself and make it seem like you more of a victim than anyone else. Get the fuck out of here. Let's keep it going. They should have laughed at her and let her, and left her there. Exactly. These type of people talk about racism, but only thing they racing is their heart rate with all that extra weight. Hey, yo. Only thing they racing is to the drive-thru. Only thing they racing to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
this big Becky needs to charter her own plane. I agree. The reason why the plane turned over in the movie Flight, I knew it wasn't Denzel Washington's fault. Hey, yo, come on. Appreciate another super chat, brother. Library called it. She was in the back of the plane. They ain't show her because it was fatphobic to show her fat ass. All that fat make you depressed more than average size people, it does stuff to your brain. It absolutely does. If you're depressed, talk taking your motherfucking ass to the gym. Facts. Kyla Lundy, what's going on? Crazy. I'm with the high school with her. She been big since she was four, since we was 14. Her mama huge too. Uh-oh. So Kyla, you telling me that they're running the family, but nobody running the family? Is that what you're telling me, Kyla? So what's Dank DeMar's excuse? The diet don't work for her the same? Yeah, you know that.
The diet don't work for you the same.
You know they're going to say that in the court case. Could you imagine how a bad man would get roasted if he did this? Man, dog roasted bad as hell. Whistleblower, see learned behavior. Yep, do tell. Yo, she said her mama fat too. Your mother so fat? It's like, no, let me stop. All right, man, we got two more videos. We're going to get up out of here. This girl apparently... she was making fun of somebody on 600-pound life, and the guy reposted her and was talking shit. So she had to respond and say what she did, when how she responded when she was fat.
Everybody in the comments like, yo, he reposted your video. I don't give a damn. That's what's up. When I found out I was getting fat, they told me get in the field. They told me put the fork down. I said, oh, shit. When you fat, ain't nothing nice to say. Ain't nothing nice to say. If you being nice, you're not saying shit, and that's mean. That's fucked up. When somebody be like, oh, the weight look good on you, don't say that. Too much shit be coming with fat. I don't really see a lot of problems with being skinny or fit. I don't really be seeing that. On Fridays and Saturdays, it's easy to get into a dress. When we going shopping, it's easier to just get any size, whether it's up or down. When you fat, you ain't really got too many options. You got that big ass shirt over there, or that big ass shirt over there. That's it. And I could talk. I could eat. I love eggs. I can get in the field with some eggs. I could really go there with some eggs. But like I said, I be trying to calm my dog down. So give.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calm your dog down. Slow that thing down. Get into snail mode, Gary. Really become Gary. Slow down, bro. So like I said at the end of that video, shout out to Gary. He make his choice. He good. My son, he said he lost 10 pounds in 10 months.
No, he didn't.
Do you. Get a bigger bag, bro. Fuck it. We telling you. If ain't nobody tell you, we ain't fuck with you. That's how you got to look at it. Word up.
Hey, man, shout out to her. Man, we need more people like that, man. Speaking of truth out here, man, and when people come out with that bullshit, we got to hold them accountable, man. Aggressively. No coddling shit. Coddling just made our backs bigger.
Big back activity.
Coddling made people get unfitter.
Big back activity.
I don't know if that's a word, but we're going to make it a word tonight. That's what coddling did. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. That's what I'm telling you. She was on the cheer team with us but couldn't fit in the uniform, so they made her assistant coach at 14. Crazy work. Hold up, Kyla. Hold on, Kyla. Kyla, hold on. Hold up, y'all. That's the craziest work I heard of it. So you telling me she's so big she couldn't cheer, so they made her assistant coach, and she was bigger than all the coaches, but she was coaching y'all, but she never cheered, so how the fuck is she gonna coach y'all? That's crazy. Hold on, we're doing some more investigating on that. I'm gonna have to do a response video. That's crazy. She is hilarious. And speaking of facts, absolutely. Was her big like she is not? What you trying to say there, Shy? Did you see the video of Cheryl Underwood saying she can now cross her legs? I did not see that. Send that joint to me, brother. She got to be from New York. Yeah, shout out to New York, Jersey. She from New York or Jersey, one of them. It's crazy. I know she was a base on the cheer team. Hey, yo. Oops, at Kyla, was her mom big as she is now? Hey, man, listen, bruh. No, Kyla, that's crazy. Kyla, this comment is insane. She lucky I ain't go to high school with her big ass. If your edges look like hers, don't watch the podcast. Hey, yo, you're crazy, bruh. You're crazy, man. Hey, we got one more video, man. Fitness-related video. What's the girl, Katie Neeson? She's basically saying, stop listening to people who ain't got no fitness goals. We're going to watch it. We're going to get out of here. Hey, mate, make sure y'all hit the like button, too. Hit the like button, hit the like button, hit the like button.
Who needs to hear this? But do not let your husband, your family, your coworkers lie to you. And what I mean by that is they tell you, you look fine, you look great, you don't need to lose weight, but you know you do need to lose weight. So why are you listening to the bullshit? It takes a lot for someone to say, hey, you need to lose weight, or hey, you should start prioritizing your health. It's not something that it's nice to hear. So if you know yourself, you want to get rid of your stomach, you want to look better, you want to look fitter, no one, and I mean no one, should deviate you from that. But it's easier said than done when the people that love you tell you what you want to hear all the time.
Facts.
But what they won't tell you is you need to focus on looking your best, being your most attractive self, being your most healthiest self, being your most sexiest self, because at the end of the day, looking your best and feeling your best is important. I'm not saying it's all about being vain and looking good in the mirror and being the hottest woman to walk in the room. But yeah, all I'm going to say is this. Stop letting those people lie to you, because you know you don't like what you see. You know that you hate how you feel.
Facts.
And you know you're sick of that shit. So don't let your husband justify why you should go through another year not having a coach, not having a nutritionist, not getting your shit together, because you know deep down you need to get your shit together.
Oh, boys, get your shit together, man. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Get your shit together, man. What do you have against baby hair? That's crazy. If you love someone, tell them to lose weight because you want them to be alive and to look good. Absolutely, man. Hey, man, fire episode today. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Y'all gave me some energy. I ain't gonna hold you. I was tired as hell today. Yep, her mama had a little height and was older, so it looked saggy. Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Man, y'all wild, bruh. Hey, man, like I said, fire episode. Appreciate y'all watching. Can I get my focus back? There we go. All right. Hey, man, go ahead, follow my social media down there at the bottom. Appreciate that, brother. It's been nothing but facts. Stay locked in for life. Absolutely, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. Been going crazy on X. Oh, I ain't show y'all the... Oh, I got to show y'all the joint on X. Hold up. Before we get out of here, I forgot to show y'all that. I'm glad I said that. Before I get out of here, I got to show y'all this tweet, bruh. The pandering is crazy. Where that joint at, bruh? Oh, here it go. Yeah, here it go. All right, let's share it. Man, listen. This dude said the craziest thing online. I have to share it with y'all. Here you go. All right. It says, so you see Big Dang Stank right there. So Big Dang Stank right here, but you see above that it says, y'all, that was discrimination. I don't know how y'all are seeing anything else but that. There is no world where she is too heavy to ride in the car. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
There's no world where she's too heavy to ride in a car. That's where we at in society. That's where we at. H.A., what's the point of bullying big people? Why you do this right when I'm about to get off the show? We not bullying big people. They bullying themselves. Dom DeMarco, Marco. We in an obesity crisis where people getting preventable diseases because of their food choices that they're consciously making. They have sedentary lifestyles, so they choosing not to go to the gym. They choosing not to get a gym membership. And it's fucking up our brains. It's fucking up, not me and people watching the show, but it's fucking up decision making. It's fucking up their brains. It's fucking up cognitive function, leading to delusion. And it's contributing to the demise of our country. So, yeah, we make jokes about it. But, hey, at the end of the day, there needs to be a change. And coddling ain't working. Body positivity ain't working. You see, Lizzo lost weight, and she was preaching that bullshit with a host of others that's losing weight after preaching that bullshit. So we ain't just making fun of big people. It's a bigger picture to it. But the only thing y'all worried about was big ass plates.
Big back activity.
And being big as hell.
Big back activity.
You got any more questions? Because I'm about to get off of here. Benching or squatting 405 is called a dank now. Hey, yo. Girl is keeping it real. That's what everybody needs, the truth. Exactly. If you weigh a quarter ton, have pregnant, two pregnant backs, and Sue Lyft don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. Did you see the video of her falling on stage while dropping it low? Yeah, Kyla, we put it at the beginning of this episode. That joint was wild. Dude, shut the fuck up and stop simping. Exactly. Stop simping. Simps going simp. Exactly. I mean, I agree, but they clearly have food addiction, emotional issues, probably can't control themselves at this point. H.A., this must be your first time here. It's not food addiction, because if you constantly at the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
If you constantly at the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
That's not an addiction. All right. Well, actually, it is an addiction, but all you got to do is stop eating the food. You're not about to go. You don't have to go into rehab like you would off a hard drug like heroin or crack and go in a facility and go on hard rehab. Just stop eating the food. And when you stop eating the food, your taste buds change. Emotional issues. It's skinny people with emotional issues. I know fit. I've dated fit girls with emotional issues. All right. We got to stop making excuses for them people. And they can definitely control themselves. Because if you isolated them and got them away from that food, they ass would get skinny. But the food is so accessible. That bullshit food is so accessible now. And it's big dollars in it. That we just making excuses for that shit. H.A., we ain't got time for that. We don't do that here. H.A., we just want people to live and be their best. Exactly. If you cannot fit in an airplane seat and ended up being assistant coach for the cheer team because the uniform is too small, don't you know the rest? Don't watch the podcast. If you can't fit in the Spirit Airline bathroom, got wild edges, don't watch the podcast. Y'all niggas is crazy. Hey, man, like I said, so follow us on social media. See Marty Fit, Instagram, TikTok, X. We live again Friday. We should be in the studio. I talked to Tune, I talked to Big Rob. We're going to talk about Don Julio and Popeyes. We're going to have a blast, man. We're going to drop some gems, some fitness gems, as always. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And guess what? You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you think we fat shaming or fat phobia, don't watch the podcast. And if you don't want to improve, get better mentally, spiritually, physically, don't watch the podcast. Appreciate y'all watching. 10 o'clock Eastern PM Friday. This is the Best Fitness Podcast out. See y'all soon. I'ma holler at y'all. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Down the Mongo.